I really want to get into the story, but I feel like we need to talk about something else for a little while.
Ugh.
No.
You're no fun.
What?
She
what
wants could, to actually have a friendly conversation.
What could be more important than a story, Ellie? Huh? On a podcast all about that specific
Sydney
thing.
Sydney is staring at me with her phone in her hand and Waffle House sweater.
Excuse me? Are you making fun of what I'm wearing?
How dare you dock Sid's sweater?
Also, this sweatshirt does say Waffle House is badass. It's cool.
Dude, I have a Waffle House t-shirt.
Do you really?
Yeah, a
we
blue
should
one.
Wear them at the same time.
Yeah, blue one. It looks like my eyes.
So you dress like an idiot too, like me.
Yeah.
What is Waffle? Is it like a brand? Like, yeah. Am I stupid?
Waffle House, the restaurant.
An actual Waffle House.
It is the Waffle House. It's called Waffle House.
It's a chain, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
They say waffles.
I'm not from here.
I was going to say, Kaya, have you never had?
I
did learn something fascinating about IHOP the last few days, they don't generally give you real eggs in omelets and other things like that.
It's all powdered eggs?
Yeah, it's a pre-packaged egg substitute because there was somebody who was a worker who was talking about when they did their training and they would teach them this is the button for this, this is the button for this, this is the button for this, and this is the button if they want real eggs. And the person was like, wait.
Really?
So if they won't... What is it normally then if there's a special button for the real eggs and they can't...
I'm kind of into it. It kind of sounds humane though. Unless it's like powder from a pig butt.
Also, I want to say on record, Waffle House would never. They would never.
They would never do this.
They use real eggs.
I just imagine a whipped cream can but filled with egg substitute where they're just like...
Well, I will say, when I was vegan and not eating eggs, there are great egg substitutes, you know, like neat egg, and it's like a powder mix, and then they have the liquid ones. But it is weird that IHOP, the secret menu is where you have to say, and can that be real eggs?
But that was the thing, too, is you're you're not allowed to just tell people that. So if somebody's like, oh, yeah, I'd like an omelet or whatever, and this is what I want in it, that person was like, and you just go oh, God, I want to tell you so bad that it's not real eggs. And then if you want real eggs, you have to ask me for real eggs.
As a waiter.
And then if somebody would be like, is this real eggs? And he was like, no.
No.
No, it's not.
No question. Are you going to taste your breast milk?
Mine?
Yeah, are you going to taste it?
I don't know yet. I find
what?
It a little...
I would.
I mean,
you
I
have
think,
to see. We'll find the mood to spark you.
I think
I
think I have to see it, so to speak, before I decide. But
it's just going to look like milk.
Yeah, well, initially, apparently, it's this yellow thing, right?
Yeah,
it's a little... Gold. The color
That's why
is...
they call it... What's the nickname? There's a gold something. That's the
gold
nickname
standard.
For
best.
Gold shower.
But I do know...
different, Ellie.
I think that's what it was. We should Google it to make sure.
No! Listeners, similar to last week, take time to Google if that's true.
Yeah, exactly. R. Kelly shows up.
But I think...
Jesus Christ. I can't save you from these things, okay?
You can't save you from yourself.
My favorite thing about Ellie is when she laughs really hard, there's a big vein in her forehead that starts to appear. And I think
she's
going to
cut that part, though. So.
Yeah, she's absolutely not going to include that. I think the thing with breast milk is that it's the color is different, but also it's just sweeter. It's just very, very sweet.
Have you tasted it?
No, but this is what I've heard.
Oh, okay.
Also, I would 1,000% taste breast milk.
I would too.
Ellie,
I'm
if
not,
you were to be like,
judging.
Hey, I tasted my breast milk. Do you want to try it? I'd be like,
you want
a
shot?
Yes.
Shot.
There's a market for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm considering it. No,
honestly,
I'm not.
I also know that if you eat different things, it affects the taste of the breast milk.
And
I know.
Sperm, actually.
Yes. Apparently, pineapple is great for men and women. Yep. Both for
pineapple,
the taste down there.
Oh, that makes sense now. So many puzzles.
Broccoli.
Friend of mine.
Not good.
Asparagus. Bad. Very bad.
I'm a pretty adventurous eater. I'll really pretty much try anything once, but there's certain visuals.
Clean sperm.
only pineapple infused sperm. There's
that would probably taste, pineapple infused would taste much better.
I was going to say, if we infuse it now, we're really talking here.
It's a separate device.
A centrifuge. I hate this. Back it up.
You started it.
I know, and I hate that I'm a part of the problem.
Before you stands a creature. No, a woman. A woman you know, Susanna. Her sad eyes have dark circles underneath, and she is very skinny. Around her neck hangs what looks like a stone, but it's not beautiful emerald green color anymore. It has more of a grayed out black color. When she recognizes you, Astrid, and you, Henrik, "You're finally here," she says.
Henrik still has his sword at his side. And he says, "Susanna?" "Susanna, what are you doing here?"
I can explain. Do you wanna go somewhere? We can come with me," she says.
"Absolutely not, Susanna, and don't you move." And he kind of points his sword in her direction.
And she realizes, oh no, of course.
"The last time we saw you, you were holding the head of our friend."
"You killed him, Susanna. Admit it."
"I tried to help him. Please, I can't explain. I can't explain." And she starts breaking down and she sits down on the ground. After what happened, and I tried to ask him for it, but he wouldn't give it to me, and I couldn't contain it anymore. There's something inside of me. It's trying to break free. It longs for something out of this world. And it's hunger. Our hunger. It's insatiable. I can't stop it."
"Did you kill these men?"
"In a way, yes."
"What does that mean? In a way?"
"You see, I've been trying to send messages. I've been trying to send messages. And they gave themselves to me because I could help them with the stone." And she clutches onto her necklace. "With the stone, I was able to control it. And I offered this village whatever I could to make them feel better. But at the same time, yes, I was using them. I was using them to try to find you. Because I couldn't go to more people, because then I would kill them."
"What do you want with us?"
"I need your help."
"Why did you run from us that day?"
"I didn't know what to do. I didn't realize what I was doing. I thought if I got away from enough people, none of this would ever happen again. There's something else that draws me up here, but I'm not sure quite sure what it is. There's something happening in..." And she points to the direction up north. "There's something inside of me that's screaming for me to take it home." And when you look at her a little bit more, and you too, you recognize Francibald's amulet. How about the two of you roll a learning?
Okay.
Nada. Two successes.
One success.
So you, Abigail, in your studies, you remember reading stories about amulets carrying the life force of powerful beings, demigods. And the bad feeling you might have had about these stones, and that Francibald was maybe way out of his league for carrying it around, and you felt that too, Astrid, mm-hmm. You're starting to realize, Jesus Christ, this stone, what the hell is this? The villagers, they took me in, and I tried to help them. I have been helping them, but then they sent me these men who wanted to worship me. I don't know why, but they have been, and so I was able to send messages through dreams and walk the world of dreams using their life force. But eventually it killed them, as you can... And she's looking at the 12 men. "I don't know, but you have you reached, have you seen, have you heard? You haven't... I've sent so many dreams your way."
Susanna, what do you expect me to do? What did you want from me when you found me? Of course I saw you in my dreams. You were haunting me. Why?
I didn't realize. I just needed someone to talk to help me perform perhaps an... draw this demon out of me or help me figure out. You're a private investigator, right? You would, and your friend, Astrid, you seem to understand things beyond the normal, so I figured maybe you could help me.
So Abigail is gonna sort of step forward at this point in time and just say, Susanna, is it?
Yes. Who are you?
Can you take off that amulet? She's not gonna actually like answer that question.
She's like, why?
I don't think it's doing anyone any favors.
And Astrid, in order to help you with this, is gonna say, Susanna, we've seen those be used before. They turn that color when they don't have anything left to give.
It's true, Susanna. They're not lying to you. And this is Dr. Johnson. Perhaps she can actually help you.
Roll a manipulation.
Can we aid?
No. Okay. Or maybe, actually, since you did aid. Yeah, give yourself one more die.
I was going to say, and I don't get my... I have the famous talent, but I can't use it because she didn't know who I was.
No!
It's only a +2 on manipulation if they know who I am.
But I did tell her your name.
Exactly. Oh, you're Abigail Johnson!
I did say...
I
did
just
say,
heard of you!
I did say doctor.
Yeah.
Is there a doctor in the room?
Yeah.
Nope. 5, but no successes.
It's mine. He took it from me. It's mine. Mine to keep.
Who he took it from you. Franz took it from you.
Well, someone took it from me. It's supposed to be with me. And it sounds like she's talking through something else right now.
Yeah.
My precious, my precious.
Yeah.
How was it taken from you? Tell us.
One day, everything was taken from me. We've been like this for over a decade. It feels like an eternity.
And the mine... You feel you're drawn to it?
Yes.
Why is that?
There's something that pulls us there. It's where I came from, and it's where I must go.
And what will you do once you get there?
Leave this place.
Leave Susanna.
Who's Susanna?
The person whose life you've stolen.
I haven't stolen anything. And the jaw widens again. I want to go home. I'm so hungry. You took everything from me. And then back to Susanna. Can you please find a way for it to go home? I need to get it out of me. Do you understand? Or it will continue. It does not belong here. Is there a role for, like, putting things together?
What do you mean? What? Be more specific.
I would say, learning, maybe?
You mean to, like, understand what's happening?
Putting clues together? Or, like, literally
putting
together?
Yeah, maybe that was a talent. All right, well,
My elementary... I could use my elementary to explain how clues are connected. I ask you. So this is Henry doing this in his own head, but I'm like asking you, like, hey, will you just show me real quick?
Yeah.
Which, honestly,
say, I think I have something like that as well.
And I can use it once
per
session.
Yeah, which is hold this like erudite thing, which if you pass a learning, you establish truths about places and phenomena in the game.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to use my elementary. Yeah, I'm just going to say Henrik is now processing, like, seeing Susanna then and his dreams and, like, everything and trying to figure out, like, can we help her, you know?
And it strikes you. Go home. Go home. Maybe a conversation you had with Abigail on the train. Or maybe it's something you just caught up on, but... Portals.
Hmm.
Because I think maybe Abigail mentioned... They seem to be able to open portals. Something like that. Like, you know.
And I think also he's maybe connecting, like, crater. Well, maybe it's an explosion, but maybe not the kind that we think it is. Like, maybe it's not the rocks exploding or something. Maybe it's, like, creating an opening.
Yeah.
And
you're thinking, also pivoting back to the player's knowledge of as the cowboy people.
Yeah.
you remember...
Yeah, there was a portal.
There was a portal. And so maybe... that's something to investigate. However, it doesn't seem to be anything more she can tell you about it. She just is like, this is what I think needs to happen, or kill me, basically.
Susanna, I'm sorry that this happened to you. I truly am. And I wish that I had answers or I could help you. But right now, I don't know if I can.
Another unsettling thought.
Uh-oh.
You've known this girl for the past 13 years. Do you ask her how long she's been like this?
Yeah, I think Henrik would. She said over a decade, didn't she? She did. She already said that.
So she was never actually herself for these pests.
What the fuck?
That's why she was always so sad. Like, there's something sad. There's an unbelievably sadness about her. She was always haunted and wanted to go home. Like, something inside of her. But the amulet seemed to have...
Yeah.
Ramped it up.
Ramped it up. Or, like, just being exposed to a stone like this.
But I think Henrik also says, Susanna, we can't protect you. And we can't take you with us.
No, I understand. I cannot travel with you. It's not safe, I know that, but... I will be there when the time comes. When the time comes.
And what happens when you return home?
That I don't know, but I need to get it out of me. I just know that this could be the way.
Susanna.
Even if I die.
It may come to that. It may come to that. We don't know this thing that is speaking through you, that is a part of you. It doesn't seem to... want to let go or think that it can.
Every fiber of my being wants to rip you apart. I can't live like this anymore. It's either this or death.
Susanna, we're gonna leave you now.
Yes, please. Please do. And Johan, in all this.
Yeah.
I think he escorts you out.
Yeah.
White as a ghost.
I mean, Henrik turns back to Susanna and says, I'll be open to contact if you try. I'll look for you in my dreams, I guess. I'm sorry, Susanna. Then he just ducks out.
And she is just standing there with her hands just white-knuckled on her bow, just so angry. Like, this is the person slash creature that killed her mentor, and she is having a really hard time just walking away from the situation, and she just looks at her and she says, if we can help you, we will help you. But if you... try to slide into his mind and use this woman up and try to take him instead, I will put you down.
The creature doesn't seem to understand you and Susanna, but behind it, Susanna is taking this to heart and it's just like, I'm sorry. So it's a weird situation where you can't basically win because she understands what she did wrong. This creature is like...
oblivious that he's even in a body that's not...
And as far as he knows, it's like everyone here is an enemy. The only one that's standing in the way is this human body that is not functioning or following my orders, basically. And someone seemed to have snatched this creature from whatever reality he or she had.
Totally.
But yeah, you leave the monastery quietly. You get back to the inn. There's not much more to say. I mean, you have dinner quietly.
Henrik eats in his room. He's not going to talk to anybody.
The innkeeper is not saying... Oh, sorry.
I think dinner is sort of Abigail. Abigail sees that as her, like, opportunity to catch up and be like, all right, we're moving forward. We have, what, one more day on this train before we're at this mine, and I need to understand...
what the hell is going?
What's going on? So even if, I mean, obviously we've already had a lot of those conversations in-game as us, so we don't need to rehash them all in character, but that conversation of like, all right, so we're sitting down to dinner now and you're going to explain to me why are we leaving this girl, and can relay that information to of like, there's more than just these creatures. There's also these more godlike creatures, and that is what this seems to be. Yeah. And it's not something that, you know, we're going to be able to reason with. And I don't know what you're hoping to achieve or if it's something that you've achieved before, but I would love to know what our game plan is in regards to, you know, some of these more specific things that you guys are used to being in a situation together and dealing with.
I think in that case, Henrik gets very drunk to then explain everything. But he basically lays out that he had known Susanna in the past, that Susanna was the one who killed Franz, and that we lost her. Like, we just didn't know where she was. Couldn't track her down, had the amulet, and that he had been dreaming of her, and that's exactly what it was. So now they've come to this point where basically Henrik is extremely frustrated, also very drunk, and he's just like,
did I mention he's drunk
basically he's like, there's no way to win, you know, if she lives, people die, if she dies, I lose Susanna, you know. And it's just like, he's not in love with her, or like, they just have had relations together. But he's like, we don't have a solution, actually. Like, there, I do not know what I'm supposed to do. And he does eventually get up and leave. But he does explain to you, Dr. Johnson.
Okay.
You get the sense that there might be more to the mine that you need to discover.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing more weird happens in this particular weird town. It's you, Astrid, who are sensitive to the energies. Mm-hmm. You sense that Susanna is not around anymore.
Yeah.
And the town seems to be like, seems a little strange. It seems different. Yeah. Because they seem to have been so affected by her presence.
Yeah, like this weird spiritual gravitational pull.
Yeah, like that's how they got the dreams. Yeah. Like, because she was sending these dreams as far as she could. They got sucked into.
So they were just getting all the same dreams. Yes,
exactly. They're like, who's Henrik? Yeah. But also,
we've all been dreaming. Yeah.
Who's Henrik?
Yeah. And then, but like, they did, when you look at the crops, like everything does seem like a little nicer than other towns you've seen. Yeah. So she did seem to want to help them. Like, she doesn't seem like this cruel murderess.
Yeah. I think Astrid's having a hard time with that.
Doesn't, or like Susanna had some ability to control the energy.
Susanna. The creature seems like a feral fucking monster. Like, not something to be played with. But yeah. So you continue on your way up to Kiruna. You're maybe, like, if you would drive, it would probably be an hour away. But with horse, there's a little bit more time. But eventually,
it is awkward and quiet in that carriage ride.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Johan? This is the first time now, and now he's exposed to the Vastin, and you don't really know how. Like, some people go insane from it.
True.
Oh, I didn't really think about that. Well, she'll check in with him.
Him getting the sight, sort of thing. Did he have the sight?
No.
Or was he just in the place with the corpses going, I don't know what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, basically. He's probably fine.
he probably saw her because it needs to be like traumatic enough. Yeah. And I think seeing a woman in white with a huge jaw like hanging from it. Like,
yeah, she's checking in with him. Like, how's he handling it?
He's pretending to be doing great, but he has a hollow look in his eyes.
And she's being very quiet in the kind of the jostling rhythm of the carriage ride as they're going, and she's kind of seething over all of these people who are basically feasting on her friend. She's sick of it. Well, it's really been Susanna pretty much the entire time, but other people like Sigrid. It's like this weird pattern of people, like. It's not like a romantic jealousy thing. She's just like, get away. Like, stop. And she's really caught up in her thoughts, and she kind of glances over at Johan and sees kind of that hollow look and like a little smile, and she just reaches over and like takes his hand and like holds his hand in her lap.
Yeah. Pella sits on top of the carriage because he's like, these adults are so weird. Something happened in that church. I don't know if I want to know.
I noticed we didn't take the child to the literal horror show of the church.
No. Yeah.
Good on us.
Good on us.
But so you reached Kiruna first, the town of Kiruna, which is a real town in Sweden, north of Sweden, super, super far north. It looks like a regular Swedish northern town. But then you make your way a couple of miles further to what you thought would be a tiny village of Abisko. Which, back, this is not geographically correct, but in my fucking world, it belongs to Kiruna. And if you had visited Abisko just a couple of years ago, it would have been a regular little small village close to the mountains, living off the reindeer industry and the mines around it. However, what you witness now is completely different. It is an industrialization full on. You know, it's smoke from pollution everywhere, sounds of heavy machinery, and thousands of people on the street. The town is fully an explosion of life, and smog is currently covering the beautiful midnight sun. It's giving this yellow tint to the entire thing. And in the middle of it is the research center, which looks like a fort. Guards are everywhere. And you don't encounter much more trouble, except for the occasional suspicious look, because you're an outsider. And when you enter the fort, they take a look at Abigail's papers, and they realize that, no, this makes sense. And a man leads you into the dark, huge building. And you have to climb several stairs before you reach an elevator. That elevator is manually used by six men who are pulling you up to reach the top, and they look very miserable doing so. And then the man leads you to an outdoor bridge, and you must be like 500 meters above the ground, which is, I don't know. 500
meters. High?
Very high. 500 meters to feet is 1,600 feet.
Woo. Wow, okay.
We up there.
To the south, you see the entire city behind you, but to the north, you see the crater. And what must be the old mine, and then the new mine next to it. But more importantly, behind the mine, you get a beautiful look at what you know is the famous Lapporten, or the Laponian Gate. It's a U-shaped natural formation between two mountains, and I'll show you a picture of it because it actually exists.
Oh. Ooh, pretty.
Very pretty.
We're going to destroy it.
I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to make it more of a U-shape.
She's nice, isn't she? Ooh. Says the man on the bridge. The new people in town have come to refer to her as the Lost Mountain, because of what happened 13 years ago. But they don't know that formation has been there for millions of years. I'm not surprised. What fucking idiot would call anything the Lost Mountain?
No idea.
Yeah, it's a pretty stupid fucking name. Only a dumb.
Then it takes you further into the nicer part of the research center and eventually your rooms.
Wait, so just a recap.
Yeah.
So the crater...
is the Lost Mountain.
Is over by there?
The crater is not the Lost Mountain. The Laponian Gate is what the...
is the formation that's been...
yeah, they're like, oh, it looks like a Lost Mountain.
But where's the crater?
The crater is beneath it.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. So people assume that the crater created that as well, but it didn't.
Yeah. Cool. People are like... yeah, people are dumb.
I think maybe at the word of the word gate, maybe, yeah, you know, Henrik kind of looks at Astrid and is like,
I've been known.
I think
at
the word formation, Abigail's like, oh yeah, and really rocks. Wants to have that conversation.
Yeah, and you're also like, I think you've probably heard of this formation as well, because it's supposedly world famous, and I'm sure a nerd geologist would be like...
I'm sure if this is the person who's actually at the research center and wants to talk about the formation and the aging of this, it's like immediately into like, oh yes, let's talk about the aging of the rocks and how we know, and let's look at the faults and see how we can...
Yeah. But yeah, he takes you to your rooms, and then he says... tours of the center and mine are usually done at 10, 11, 12, 13, and 15 o'clock every day. It's military.
Cool.
And then there's the big event tonight for our guests.
What's the big event?
And he looks at, he's like, that's why you're here, right?
Oh, right. Henrik is drunk.
Henrik is very drunk, still drunk.
And what was the dress code for the big event? he burps.
He's like,
is it formal?
It's sober.
Pardon me? Do you want to say something to my face?
Hey, Henrik. What? Henrik.
What? What?
Over here.
Where?
Come here.
What?
I want to show you something.
What is it?
Hey, look at that formation.
Wow.
Abigail will just step in again, starts talking to the guy, and like, please excuse them. I'll make sure, you know,
you
my research team is not used to being at events like this, but
Ashen,
we'll be ready
to go. Do you think
go.
They made that the gate from...
I think you need...
What?
To get some fresh air and take a little walk.
Feels good for my breath.
Hey.
What?
Look over there, and she is going to use manipulation and conjuring tricks to distract him and then take his flask.
You don't have to roll.
Okay, great. Okay, she doesn't.
I drop my flask so off the bridge.
Same problem solved.
Fuck.
It is 8 a.m. in the morning, so you have tours.
Jesus Christ.
So you have tours coming up at every hour, except 14 o'clock, which is 2 o'clock.
Yeah, why?
Because I forgot to write 14.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like,
that's when the magical shit happens.
I was like, that's when we have to sneak into the facility because there's no tour going on.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you have your rooms, and I think they're connected a little bit, so you can probably have like yours.
Like an ensuite.
Exactly. Ensuite sitting area for the four of you. I think Pella is not, unfortunately, hanging out with you.
Pele, stay out here with the horses.
Yeah. Sleep in the stable, boy.
Yeah.
Can we just say Henrik sleeps it off a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not drunk
you're
anymore.
Like, you're I'm tired of this. 8
a.m.
I did not realize. Anyway, everything I did was normal and nothing was weird, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. I think Abigail is going to try and see if, like, she can talk somebody into giving them, like, a private tour. Mm-hmm. Since there's a bunch of tours going on, but, like, they want to scope things out, but she wants it to be very above board that they are doing the scoping. And, like, maybe they can see, like, a few extra more secret research parts of the facility where the actual research is being done, but they don't let the tourists go there, sort of thing.
Right.
Let's kiss ass.
After a couple of hours, there's a knock on your door, and then Linus, the super smiley asshole tour guide, is what I wrote.
Oh, no!
Fuck.
Hello?
Abigail immediately dislikes him.
Yeah. Hi there. Oh, an American. Howdy.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you here to take us on a tour of the mine?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
I'm very excited.
All right. Let's
so are we.
Go.
All right. Where do you want to start with the mine or the gift shop?
Mine.
Okay. Got it.
Abigail gives Henrik like a nod of approval for the direct readjustment of what this tour guide was about to try and give us.
Perfect. Follow me. And then he takes you down to the mine and the crater and everything. And you get to the mine. Linus shows you with great enthusiasm all the various corners and where the first stones were mined. All over the mine you can see these weird markings, like not human-made or drawings, but these random patterns. Reminds you a little bit of a tree pattern. And then branches out in different directions. This is all over the mine. It looks fascinating and very strange for a stone. You have never seen this before, so you're like,
Do they look like root systems?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like in a quarry, how there's different like layers of rock and stuff? Does it seem like older stuff or like it does it
no it looks like the exact same stone.
All the same.
Exact same stones. It doesn't look like Grand Canyon with those weird layers, which is super cool, by the way. Go if you can.
Astrid is going to ask about those and say, these are so curious. What is the origin of these markings?
It's just a stone. You know, he has no fucking idea.
Right.
Abigail's just going to go, is there a scientist who could give us a tour?
Jesus.
Amazing.
And he's like, a scientist?
Like, she's actually a little bit frustrated, though, because she is not, like, she doesn't think that highly of herself as far as being, like, famous, but she's like, I'm a very respected scientist, and I'm asking for this tour because I actually want information. I don't need this, like, gift shop asshole walking around with me. Like, he's honestly just annoying me and frustrating me. Mm-hmm. So, like, is there a real person who can give me a tour and you can go back to the tourists? Because this is not what I wanted or asked for.
I'll see what I can do. And then he goes away. It's terrified.
Yeah. She's going to immediately go,
yeah.
Astrid is going to take out a page of her book and begin doing a rubbing of some of the kind of like vein-like or root-like structures. You know, they say Odin hung himself for knowledge on the world tree. A tree that connected everything, all layers of reality. I don't know. It could be something to... And she sort of like cocks her head to the side and like runs her fingertips along the markings and says, ley lines of some kind. Like a web. I mean, these, we all know on some level, whether scientific or mystical, these stones, they transfer energy. Can I see the stone that Abigail
has? The blue
one?
Yeah. Yes, she'll hand it back.
And she said she wants to take the stone and, like, make sure now that Linus is gone that, like, they're just kind of standing there in this shaft. And she wants to move it closer to the ley lines and see if anything happens.
Is there still, like, stone within the mine that we can see as well? Or is it, like, no, this section, literally everything has been pulled out and it's just these
from this section, markings. There's no gemstones currently, and they won't take you to the actual mining site because they... for security reasons. But when you stroke the blue stone there, the stone seems to like be in, like it, you've been feeling it for, well, you've been feeling it for a while, Abigail, because there's something about this air that's just triggering it a little bit, like it makes it a little like vibrating almost. But it doesn't seem to necessarily
react
anything to the markings of the wall. The markings are also more like, they're very tiny.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She gives the stone back.
Yeah.
Henrik wants to look more towards the gate, the passageway.
Yeah.
And just see, now understanding like the crater's not related, but just see like this natural formation that is so old.
Yeah.
Why would they choose like the mine area to be here, the stones, like maybe there's a connection.
Yeah. So you get up from the mine maybe. But they won't let you get any further unless you guys want to fight in. But good luck.
Oh, to get deeper into the mine? No, I don't think we should do that.
Even if they know that you're a researcher, Linus maybe comes back and is like, can I talk to you? He looks at Henrik. I don't want to talk to the woman anymore.
She's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
I couldn't find another.
You couldn't find a scientist?
No.
A single scientist.
Well, the one who leads this project is Sigrid Magnusson, and she is very busy.
Could you tell Sigrid that Henrik O'Doherty is here?
Why would she know who you are?
Because they're doing it. I mean,
what?
Nothing.
They are?
I mean, I pet my dog, I'm nervous.
I know her husband very well. He's a friend of mine, but please tell Sigrid that I'm here, and if she is available, that I would really like to get a tour from her.
Very, very well. I will. Have you met her? She's even more terrifying than that one.
Abigail's just gonna make eye contact with him and just be like, stare down.
Be afraid.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. I am woman.
Hear me roar.
So I am woman. At this point, because he runs off, I'm guessing, to deal with that, Astrid says, are you mad?
What?
You're going to draw her down here. She wants the stones more than anyone.
Aye, and she's the one who can get us a closer look at them. What was I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Are we on good footing with this woman?
Hello.
No.
We're on fine footing. Her husband is part of the military, has a lot of power, a lot of money. That's why they're able to operate the mine. Sigrid is sort of the brains of the operation. She's very cunning, and she wouldn't give us any information, but we wouldn't give her any information either. We're sort of at a stalemate. But she is our only way in, Astrid.
While you guys are waiting, Sigrid doesn't show up.
Nah, fuck.
But,
But you can red.
Yeah, but damn it. Played my card and I lost it.
But you sort of like people are expecting you to like. Are you gonna stand here waiting inside the mine, or are you gonna go up?
I go look at the gate.
And so you guys find yourselves on top of the mine instead. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more special about it. And you find you're like probably a little bit like sad about like fuck all of our cool like we thought we're gonna see the cool stones. We're gonna get some knowledge from this. But you notice that there's a huge structure of some kind, like a human construction of some kind, standing to the west. And it's covered right now in a sheet, like a, some sort of protective sheet.
How huge?
Like building huge.
Building
huge. Oh, okay. Is it the same size as the, like, lens thing that... Not size, but shape as the lens thing that we saw used in the experiment?
No, you can't really tell because of this. Yeah.
Can we go over there?
It's really a restricted area, so you're not... But you see it? And then Linus, who's been standing a little bit further away, is like, it's going to be the greatest thing humanity has ever seen, they say.
What?
They will reveal it tonight. I can barely contain my excitement.
Do you know what it is?
No. I don't have that authority. Wait, authority, is that the right word? Well, never mind, doesn't matter. I don't speak English. By the way, so on your way back to from the mine, can you roll an observation? No, actually, vigilance is the
vigilance.
Everybody?
Yes.
Ooh, vigilance.
One success. Jesus, that's a lot of vigilance dice.
And I got no successes.
No, I mean, but I was really impressed by how many dice got to be
rolled. Yeah. Abigail is so pissed off and disappointed.
Abigail, honestly, though, she kind of is. Like, she's a little frustrated as a scientist because she's like, I thought this was supposed to be about research stuff. Mm-hmm. And instead they're making this, like, a weird fruity event that's all about the gift shop. And, like, she knows that it is formal dress. So she's like, great, so what are we, like, we're all just here for show now? Because I was really here for the research. So, she's definitely starting to get, like, I don't understand why I'm here, because I'm clearly not here as a scientist. So she's getting very on edge about that.
And you're starting to probably get a weird feeling because you're like, where are the other researchers?
Yeah. Right. She's like, clearly, I cannot find a single other scientist to talk to. So
you see a lot of men in uniform, though. To your right, on one of the flat stones, you see something strange. It looks like a drawing, but you aren't sure. But after careful inspection, it looks... like a dolphin? It looks like a drawing of a dolphin.
Wait, where?
Very old.
Where?
On a stone. On a above stone. The mine. Like on one of the flatter parts.
Okay.
A dolphin.
Yeah, like an ancient looking dolphin. Like it looks...
like a sea creature.
Yeah. But yeah. And you can tell like... If you ask Linus about it, he would be like... it's probably one of the teenagers in town. But you know, as a geologist, like, this looks old. Yeah. This looks very old. And then as you walk down further, you reach more of a flat area and then a small hill next to it. And there you find another drawing. And it looks like a symbol of some kind, with a small rune text on the other side.
Yeah.
And you can't translate it right now.
She's gonna start, like, drawing the dolphin and drawing the runes into her notebook.
It doesn't make any sense, the runes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're kind of fluent in runes, so you're mm-hmm. like, I better double check this when I get back. Mm-hmm. And then the symbol next to it, you're like, ooh, this is a different language.
Hmm.
But yeah. And then you get back to the research center, and he shows you sort of the auditorium, mm-hmm. shows you other places. He walks by the gift shop again.
While this tour is happening, Abigail is going to sort of pull Henrik aside and say... so you said that the power behind this is military? Because I'm not seeing a lot of other knowledge seekers here. And she sort of gives like a dirty look at the back of Linus's head. I don't like it when science and military power are mixed together. And I'm getting a very bad feeling.
I've also noticed that. And to be frank... the gala that Astrid and I had gone to was all academic, This is not like that at all. And Sigrid had a whole demonstration at the party, and this is different. This is tourist attraction, the gift shop. It doesn't make sense if it's about the money. I don't really understand what's happening.
She's like, kind of, unless you're keeping this from Astrid. I didn't mean to.
No, I don't think she's keeping it from you. I think she's just keeping it on the down low asking Henrik specifically because Henrik mentioned the military thing.
Astrid has been kind of like looking at the runes in her notebook and kind of walking behind you and hearing kind of like strains of this conversation. She sort of jogs up and she says, she's stirring national passion and pride. And I think we need to be very, very careful. I haven't seen, I mean, obviously there are lots of people here, but she knew that we knew something about the stones because Henrik said something to her about it at the ball.
Wait, what?
About how we had an interest in the stones.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, she seemed desperate. As if there weren't enough stones up here. She wanted the stones that we were researching. She was saying they were rare. Yet she's mining them, apparently. So...
Well, she knew Castle Gyllenkreutz. It wouldn't be a huge leap to Franzibald and any of the work that he did. And if she knew about Franzibald, it's possible that she might have used strings to get Abigail here as well.
But to what end? Why? To try to steal the stones?
I think Abigail is sort of playing in her mind the information that she knows. So knowing like what quantity and variety and size of stones were in this bag that they found out in Utah and like what that means as far as just like amount goes and like what might be needed in a specific like a specific number of them or a specific number of green versus blue or ones of specific size or whatever, and is thinking about, you know, the stones that she knows Franzibald had. I don't know if she knows the details about all of that or not, but is sort of trying to like put together those puzzle pieces of, if this woman seemed desperate before, what is it that she might still be missing or what they might be trying to sort of gather. She's also immediately thinking about how to get this stone that they do have to another location so that it's not here.
Yeah.
And I think, again, while you're talking about, like, she could have easily pulled strings to, like, make this happen and get me here, immediately thinking about, like, I didn't bring any stones with me. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, amass a bunch of stones in one location just because I already know the only mass amount of stones that I've seen, there was a giant crater. So I'm, you know, trying to keep them as separate as possible and trying to see if I can figure out, like, okay, is there a last thing that she might be needing? And I think that, like, it might be obvious that, like, she's sort of working through this math in her head, but then just say to you guys, like, it seems like that Susanna woman who we spoke to was using the energy of people when the energy of this stone wasn't enough for her. I was under the impression that this event was to be a relatively small and exclusive one. And clearly, there are actually tourist groups around. Is that something we should be concerned about?
Checking. Is that true, Ellie, that there are, like, tourists and all... Because you said all of the different inns and stuff were full.
Yeah, not necessarily tourists, but there's not researchers. Like, there you've seen maybe one or two.
But, like, the tours that are happening are just other military people?
Yeah, like, government officials.
Okay.
And
large amounts of people.
A large amount of people.
But it's not, like, kids running around.
No, and then, no, God, no. But then there are also there's, you know, these people who've moved here, up here to work. Like, there's a lot of workers up here.
In the mines.
Yeah, in the mines, at the research center, like, this, it's like a new town, like... Some of these towns in China, for example, they grow like exponentially in 20 years. It sort of gives you that feeling of like it goes from a small fishing village to like a gigantic metropolis.
This makes me think of Rocky Flats in Colorado, which was like a nothing town that started developing because they built this unknown to the people there, this nuclear site. where they were developing, like, they call them glove boxes, and it's basically, like, the component for atomic bombs. And nobody knew that's what they were building, but, like, they started putting up all these neighborhoods, but, like, the groundwater was fucked, the soil was fucked, the air was fucked, and nobody knew. But the town, like, just grew and grew and grew, and people were working at Rocky Flats, but nobody really knew what the jobs were.
Yeah.
But they paid a lot of money. So I'm getting very bad, like, evil corp vibes from
same,
this.
Yeah, same.
Well,
yeah.
As you walk by, Linus leaves you alone. But you walk by something called lab restricted area.
Oh.
Authorized use only.
I stop and I turn around. Yeah.
I think we all do the cartoon like heel spin. Stop, you walk backwards a couple steps.
And we peek over like our shoulders. Yeah. Boop, boop, boop.
I want to go try and sneak over there. I'm good at sneaking.
Right. So it's going to require a sneak.
I'm going to pick the lock.
And the lock pick, yeah. All right. And sneak from all of you.
Oh, we all have to, of course, we all have to sneak.
So the one who's successful gets in. The other of you are not sneaky enough
to
get
stealth.
In. But it doesn't mean that you'll get discovered.
But we'll get found out. Good, because I'm not that sneaky.
Oh, wow,
and I got two successes. One, out of three dice rolls.
Two successes.
Nice, one success.
So all three of you actually make it in.
Yeah.
Johan stands guard, so
inside. Yeah. She says, all right, be distracted. Look lost.
Got
we'll it. Meet you back at the room if anything happens.
Okay.
I love you.
Will you be... Okay. He hasn't said much since Susanna.
She says, look at me.
I am.
The world is bigger now. But you're still in it. This is going to be all right.
Can't you stay here? Let the other two go.
No.
Okay.
Frankly... Henrik's been acting weird, so...
I'm right here, I can hear you.
Shut up! Okay, it's fine.
Are you gonna come in the room or not? You're like a cat, come in or go out.
Yuan is like leaning close to Henrik. He's like, good luck in there, but also, if you don't return her alive and well, I will snap your neck.
Henrik kind of clasps him on the shoulder, trying to lighten the tension. He's like... it's me you should be worried about. She's actually pretty strong. I almost die on every adventure we go on. All right. And I clap him on the back and walk in the room.
And Johan is like, but I'm not in love with you. Why would I care about you?
You're not. Johan, you're breaking my heart.
You're all my right. best friend.
They're actually,
I love you. Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah.
Anyway.
Bro, no.
Yeah.
So lock pick.
Oh, yeah. Lock. So that's also stealth, correct? Plus my lock picking.
Yeah.
Okay. Ra-da-da-da-da. That is none so far. And I didn't get a success.
Cool.
Can I do a strength to try to just like...
Yeah, you can push to roll, I think, which means that you take a condition.
Oh, I was going to say, can I do strength to try to just force the door open?
Yeah, sure.
Before I try to take a condition. One success.
All right. Fuck it. I want you guys to see what's inside.
Well, maybe I got close with the lockpick, but like couldn't quite get it. And I really maybe I break my lockpick. Maybe I like really jam
actually,
it in
there. So you can't use the lockpick for the rest of the adventure. Well, I mean, for the session.
All right.
Which is the rest of the adventure.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
So you enter a room, the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
The walls are covered in wooden shelves with various glass jars that contain what you assume is biological matter. It looks like a regular lab of the 19th century. There's organs, animals, eventually fetuses of human children in various stages of life. It's a little unsettling. What do you do? Do you go further in?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said human children?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you haven't... That I've seen, unfortunately.
No, I've seen it too. Fetuses in jars. But like, why the fuck is it in this lab?
Yeah.
At a mine.
Abigail is definitely like...
Yeah, immediately.
I don't understand why this is... Like, I was expecting to see like lots of crystals in lots of places. Or like them trying to melt down crystals or trying to...
Unfortunately, you see very little things here in here that make sense.
Great.
The mystery of it all.
The mystery of it all.
Okay.
Also, dumb GM that is like, of course I should have had some stones, but anyway.
It's fine.
I was going to say,
Ellie's just looking from side to side, and she's like, yes,
It's completely unexplained how strange the world is.
And there's a bunch of stuff, and it's not just fetuses.
It's all weird. It's a grab bag of every kind of scientific discovery imaginable.
Except geology. Yeah. Which is
geology, curiously yes. missing. Yeah, she's going to press forward and see if are there any other doors deeper in.
There's no doors. The corridor continues.
Are there any lab coats?
No lab coats, but there's just seems to be a one way that leads you forward.
Yeah.
And you get further and further in, and it's dark in there, but you see more of these weird samples in jars. Astrid?
Yeah?
You recognize that some of these jars are containing humanoid creatures, but they're not humans.
They're Vassin. My babies. Oh, sorry.
Shit. Yeah.
That's very sad.
You see, for example, a full body of a Vettir.
Oh, shit.
You see the claw of something that reminds you of a crocodile of some kind. Or another reptile, but underneath it, the Latin words. Lingui draconum. And you know that means claw of a fire dragon.
Yeah.
Mm. I think Abigail is going to, like, again, note that there's no stones in here, and now is sort of wondering if, like, that's for a specific reason, and is going to pull out the blue stone again and just see if it seems like it's having any interaction with these, you know, the Vassin that are in the jars, even though, you know, they're deceased or whatever, just see if there's some kind of energetic reaction between them.
No, it's for the first time in a while it stops vibrating. It seems like death is not vibing well with it.
Death doesn't vibe. No good vibes here. Yeah, Astrid is horrified. It's very much the Obi-Wan Kenobi as if a million voices cried out at once and then were silenced sort of moment for her.
Yeah, I think Henrik is also equally upset.
Yeah, the whole room is very, very unsettling. And it's also echoey. And
are there any notes anywhere? Like,
only like little like sample papers.
So there's no one's like left any research out or anything? Like
not right here, but if you walk further in, you get to a room with like desks.
Mm-hmm.
But then for even further in, there's looks like a surgery table, 19th century, and it's covered in blood. Like, the whole floor is covered in blood. And on it are the limbs of one or maybe more humans.
Oh, no.
And you think they're humans? And they're carefully placed.
Proposition.
Proposition, yeah.
They're trying to cross. They're using the gems to cross Vassin with people.
That's a possibility.
I don't know. I have a lot of wild assumptions I'd like to make. That's one of them.
I wonder if these are just failed attempts at, like, you know, reconnecting the limb like Sigrid had shown, and maybe the rocks are running out of power or, like, you know. Yeah, I want to keep looking around, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can see that these are carefully placed in a way as if someone is building a puzzle.
Ah,
yeah.
Fuck.
Can you guys roll a...
A not roll like, initiative
I was really
card.
Hoping for just the these are failed attempts. They're just sitting there now.
This also feels very like transmutation alchemist type shit.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, Philosopher's Stone.
You can't
almost,
get something without giving something else.
Exactly.
Roll a strength. I mean, or maybe what's
physique.
Yeah, physique. Roll a physique.
What makes sense to you? Force, close combat, or agility?
It's basically a fortitude save.
Fortitude is more like...
What is it? Will, fortitude, and...
Constitution.
Constitution is more...
In this game, you have physique, precision, logic, and empathy.
I think it would still be physique.
Yeah.
Yeah, physique.
The skills attached to physique are agility, close combat, and force.
Only a physique.
Okay. Bummer.
Two successes.
No successes.
Astrid, you're fine. But Abigail and Henrik, you start throwing up.
Oh.
Can we find a bucket first?
You cannot.
Damn it.
Because...
really obvious we were here now.
From the door to the south, you suddenly hear voices. Well, we better clean up this mess before she gets here. Wait, did you guys hear something?
Astrid is going to grab the two of you and start pulling you back through the room that we came through.
Yes. Then you guys are gonna roll a sneak next week.
Oh.
So we're on the layout.
Can you imagine that we get into like the surgery room?